First, we saw unprecedented losses from COVID-19, driven by business interruption, event cancellation, and mortality claims. The burden on our pre-tax earnings from these losses was $3.9 billion. Second, we saw elevated Nat Cat losses, especially from the Atlantic hurricane season, secondary perils across the globe, and significant man-made losses, including the Beirut port explosion. These claims totaled $2.1 billion. Third, and in spite of the large losses, the underlying performance of our P&C businesses was strong. In P&C Re, the 97 normalized combined ratio was in line with guidance, and the ex-COVID ROE was 13.2%. In Corporate Solutions, the normalized combined ratio was 97, was well ahead of our 105 estimate, a clear demonstration that the turnaround here is ahead of plan. Fourth, Life and Health Re delivered an ROE of 10.4%, excluding COVID-19, once again delivering its target result as the franchise continues to grow. Fifth, IPTQ maintained its strong momentum with 76% premium growth in its core business. Sixth and finally, we are happy to report a very strong result for asset management with an ROI of 3.5% for the year. While the impact of COVID-19 on our 2020 P&L is very significant, it remains manageable. And we have demonstrated that this is an earnings and not a capital event for Swiss Re. Almost 60% of our booked 2020 COVID-19 loss still relates to claims not yet reported to us, almost 70% for property and casualty exposures. This highlights our prudent approach to building reserves for eventual losses resulting from the pandemic. Various factors may impact the development of COVID-19 claims in the coming quarters, including the future development of the pandemic itself and the effects of government actions. While the COVID-19 crisis is therefore still evolving and many uncertainties remain, we believe that the losses are now mostly behind us. We have conducted a thorough and comprehensive analysis of Swiss Re's potential exposures and believe that the remaining impact on our P&C businesses should be less than $500 million in 2021. This is already captured in our current SST ratio calculations. In spite of the impact of COVID-19, Swiss Re's capital position remains very strong. As of 2021, we now target a Swiss solvency test range of 200 to 250%. This will be more closely representative of how we steer our business and is more aligned with peers' positioning than our previous fixed target of 220%. We will confirm the January 1st ratio with our annual report disclosure. We currently expect this will be below the midpoint of the new range, partially driven by the Q4 result, and a more cautious view on inflation risk parameters. On the basis of this very strong capital position and supported by long-term economic earnings and sustainable capital generation, we are pleased to announce our proposal for a stable dividend of 5.90 Swiss francs for 2020. We believe this will be attractive to our shareholders, particularly in these challenging times. In spite of the impact of COVID-19 on Swiss Re's 2020 results, we are encouraged by the strong underlying performance we see across our businesses. We expect a normalized combined ratio below 95% in P&C Re for 2021, following the portfolio actions taken during 2020, as well as purposeful repositioning on the January 1 renewals. We believe the outcome of these renewals reflects our underwriting priorities. Our focus on margins led to the nominal price increase of 6.5% in excess of claims trends. We also achieved broad-based improvements in the portfolio quality by exiting businesses which did not meet our requirements, which has led to an 11% reduction in premiums written for this renewal. Overall, we expect a higher level of absolute profit as a result of the significantly better technical margins. We significantly reduced exposure to pandemic risk through actions on terms and conditions, as well as pruning the most affected lines of business. In addition, we have continued to de-risk our casualty book, further shrinking exposure to U.S. large corporate risks. In Corporate Solutions, we are ahead of target, and the market conditions are favorable, with 15% price increases seen over the course of 2020, with ongoing momentum into 2021. We now expect a combined ratio of below 97% for 2021. Our life and health re business should continue to deliver strong underlying results within its 10 to 12% ROE target range, albeit likely towards the bottom end of this in the coming year, as we already indicated at our investor day. Finally, we expect growth in IPTQ to continue to be impressive as we pursue more partnerships for the group. In summary, we are in a strong position to continue to support our clients and deploy capital in improving market conditions. We maintained a disciplined approach to both underwriting and capital management. We are confident in our outlook for the group. Thank you for your attention.